Western Michigan University will play its first Mid-American Conference game of the football season tomorrow night when they host Kent State. The Broncos have lost their first four games under new head coach P.J. Fleck. Kalamazoo Gazette reporter David Drew says there were many reasons for the slow start, including playing three Big Ten opponents, all on the road.
Part of it is the schedule. Part of it, I think, is these players are still learning a new system. I mean, you look at some of these seniors, and they've been under Bill Cubitt for 3 years, and they kind of have to throw everything they knew out the window and learn a new system under PJ and his staff. And there's still signs of that. I think you're seeing some development. I know people would disagree with me after a 59-3 loss to Iowa, but if you're looking for a positive heading into conference season, you have to look at this defense and how they've played, at least at the start of games. They get worn down, but they do come out well against the Big Ten opponents.
Going back to that schedule for a moment, let's try to explain here the economics of college sports. Western Michigan schedules three Big Ten opponents this year, in part for financial reasons, almost entirely for financial reasons, right?
It is. You look at a handful of Mid-American Conference teams, and most play one, some play two. Western usually plays a couple games against the BCS level competition just because it brings in money not only for the football program but for the entire athletic department. And there's only a few revenue, so-called revenue-producing sports, and that's men's basketball and football. But Western Michigan really depends on football to bring home some money with these guaranteed games. And this year was especially tough for the football program and the first-year coach, P.J. Fleck, with the addition of Northwestern. But the money that they received from playing that game stayed within the program. I don't think it's something you can do year after year and expect to come out of that healthy and then go compete for a conference championship. I think you want a couple more competitive games against teams at your own level. Like a few years ago, Western played Idaho or teams of that mid-major level in the non-conference to get you ready for a conference run.
So there's respectable losses against Michigan State and Northwestern, a loss against Iowa, not so respectable. and then there's the loss to Nicholls State. Does that one really stand out like a sore thumb?
I think that one, if you're a Western Michigan football fan, really left a sour taste in your mouth. And quite honestly, it surprised me as the writer who covers the team. A loss to an FCS opponent team is the first one since 1996 for Western. And the fact that Nicholls really came out and dominated most of that game, it really leaves a lot of people scratching their head coming out of this 0-4 start as to, is Western going to win a game? You know, I think that's what's on a lot of people's minds right now after you lose to a team like that. I think Western will. I think they have a chance this weekend. They're favored against Kent State. I predicted Western would go 4-4 in conference play. I'm going to stand by that. I don't think they're quite at a contender level, but I think there's some opportunities to pick up four wins this season.
Why do you see a chance to go 4-4 in the MAC, given the start the Broncos have had?
This defense, quite honestly. I know it's hard to see that when you look at a 59-3 loss and you look at a 38-17 loss at Northwestern, but this defense hasn't had a chance to protect a lead other than Nicholls State game. And that game is just kind of an anomaly by itself for the defense and offense. But in the other three games, it hasn't had a second-half lead to protect. And that's something I'm anxious to see if this defense can really live up to that, because that's what you want your defense to do is to protect the lead, because as Coach Fleck has said, this isn't an offense that's going to score 70 points a game and just run teams out of the building.
As you mentioned, head coach P.J. Fleck has come in here with a mission to change the culture of the program. There's been a lot of talk about some of the energy he's brought to the football program, some of the changes in traditions which he's tried to bring. How much of that gets ignored or perhaps even hampered by the fact that the team's not off to a good start?
I think when he was hired, there was an immediate divide of people who really loved this new, young, energetic head coach. You know, they looked past the fact that this was his first time head coaching gig. And then you had the other side where they just immediately wanted P.J. Fleck to fail because he was so loud, so in your face, and they didn't like that. But I think throughout the summer, throughout fall, I think some of the people who were on the negative bandwagon hopped on the positive bandwagon. They bought in a little bit more. it is interesting going around town and just keeping my mouth shut and just listening to some of the sidewalk talk and some of the talk at the local watering holes about some of this. And you're seeing a little bit more of PJ Flex, his row the boat mantra being mocked a little bit. You know, why don't you row the boat out of town? Why don't you, why don't you put your life jacket on it? And some of it, I think, is unfair to PJ. He came in with a team that wasn't his. A lot of players weren't his. A very tough non-conference schedule. I think before we can really judge PJ Fleck in his first year, we have to give him a conference season. So before we get all caught up in an 0-4 start, I'm anxious to see what he can do with the team that isn't really full of his players yet in a conference season.
David Drew covers Western Michigan University football for the Kalamazoo Gazette. The Broncos will host Kent State tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Waldo Stadium. It will be the Broncos' first Mid-American Conference game of the season. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.